NY set fast pace for clean energy in 2020, read by an automated voice. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo kicked off 2020 by pledging to step up efforts to decarbonize the state's economy and to spread the benefits to disadvantaged communities. "We must accelerate our transition to renewable energy, because the clock is ticking," Cuomo said in his State of the State address last January. Governor Cuomo displays one of the first samples of COVID-19 vaccine on December 3rd in Albany. NIPES.
The state made considerable progress despite the coronavirus pandemic, which forced New York ISO, the Public Service Commission, and other state agencies move their stakeholder meetings to virtual platforms.
By year's end, the state had issued its largest ever package of renewable energy solicitations and saw approval of the largest wind farm to pass Article 10 siting review. The state closed out the year December 30th by releasing guidelines for establishing a monetary value for the avoided emissions of carbon dioxide. Cost of carbon. The Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, or CLCPA, required the Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, to establish a value of carbon to aid state agencies in considering greenhouse gas emissions and climate change in their decision-making. Based on the federal government's social cost of carbon, the non-binding guidance recommends a central discount rate of 2% as the primary value for decision-making, which translates to a 2020 value of carbon dioxide of $125 per ton. But it said the central rate should be reported along with 1% and 3% discount rates, equating to a range of $53 to $421 per ton. State agencies should look at the full range as a method that is consistent with the federal government's guidance for using a damages-based value of carbon, DEC said. The above social cost of carbon graph is from a U.S. Interagency Working Group study in 2013. U.S. Government Interagency Working Group on Social Cost of Greenhouse Gases. The CLCPA calls for 70% of New York's electricity to come from renewable energy resources by 2030, and for electricity to be 100% carbon-free by 2040. It also nearly quadrupled New York's offshore wind energy target to 9 gigawatts by 2035 and requires state agencies to invest at least 35% of clean energy program resources to benefit disadvantaged and environmental justice communities. The law's mandates also include doubling distributed solar generation to 6 gigawatts by 2025, deploying 3 gigawatts of energy storage by 2030, and raising energy efficiency savings to 185 trillion BTU by 2025. Agencies get to work. Brown and Botterud map and chart of November 2020 show the value of interregional coordination and transmission in decarbonizing the U.S. power grid. Center on Global Energy Policy. The New York State Board on Electric Generation Siting and the Environment in early June overruled local opposition to approve the 340 megawatts Allakat wind farm south of Buffalo, the largest wind farm to pass siting review under Article 10, which previously governed all generating facilities above 25 megawatts. The order authorized Invenergy to build and operate up to 116 wind turbines on approximately 30,000 acres spread across Allegheny, Cattaraugus, and Wyoming counties. The project had been under review since December 2017. In April, the Assembly approved Cuomo's call to streamline the siting process for large-scale renewable energy projects with the creation of the Office of Renewable Energy Siting. The new office will handle permitting of renewable projects of 25 megawatts or more. New renewable projects between 20 to 25 megawatts and existing projects in the initial phases of the Article 10 review process may opt into the new review process. State officials in July announced New York's largest ever package of renewable energy solicitations, seeking a combined 4 gigawatts of offshore wind, onshore wind, and solar power. Climate Action Council. New York's 22-member Climate Action Council, or CAC, met in June to lay the groundwork for a scoping plan to be delivered by fall 2021 to help the state achieve its clean energy goals, building on a white paper released earlier that month by the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, or NYSERDA, and the PSC. The NYDEC in 2020 began using drones to locate orphaned oil and gas wells as a way to speed the capping process and therefore reduce emissions. DEC. In addition, the CAC in October approved creation of an advisory panel on waste emissions to be established by DEC staff. "We're going to evaluate emissions and mitigation strategies for a wide range of these waste-generating sectors, including the traditional municipal and commercial solid waste generation infrastructure, facilities like transfer stations, landfills and waste-to-energy, and municipal combustors and co-gen facilities," DEC Deputy Commissioner Martin Brand said. The waste panel joins 6 others, along with a Just Transition Working Group to ensure social equity in the Council's proceedings. In all, more than 100 stakeholders are informing the CAC's work, including manufacturers, farmers, generators, labor unions, environmental groups, and trade associations. NYSERDA in December issued a $5 million request for proposals seeking contractors to conduct site reuse planning studies for retired power plants, which often are located in or near disadvantaged communities. A CAC roundtable discussion on electrification and fuels last month heard that full electrification of transportation carries a heavy price tag and long timelines, which necessitate looking for bridge technologies, new strategies and alternative fuels that can achieve emissions reductions right away. Since total electrification will be very expensive, finding some of these bridge technologies is very important, said Mike Scarpino of the U.S. Department of Transportation's Volpe Center in Cambridge, Massachusetts. PSC Actions. The PSC took several climate-related actions. In May, it ordered a study be done by NYSERDA and the Department of Public Service to identify distribution upgrades, local transmission upgrades, and bulk transmission investments needed to meet the state's clean energy goals. In July, it approved over $700 million in spending over 5 years to install more than 50,000 light-duty electric vehicle charging stations throughout the state and to prepare pilot programs to accommodate medium and heavy-duty vehicles. In October, it designated NYPA $1 billion Northern New York transmission line as a high priority for meeting the state's renewable energy goals and adopted criteria for identifying other such priority transmission projects. The commission's order bypassed New York ISO's public policy transmission planning process, referring the project straight to NYPA for development and construction in accordance with the Accelerated Renewable Energy Growth and Community Protection Act of 2020.
New York ISO.
The ISO began the year pledging to devote at least one day a month in 2020 to discussing how to meet the CLCPA goals. New York ISO's public policy transmission map shows projects it identified to increase the flow of hydro and imports from Ontario from western to eastern New York, and increase the clean energy flow from upstate to downstate by about 1,000 megawatts.
New York ISO. New York ISO CEO Rich Dewey in October presented to the CAC on the Grid Operators Grid and Transition Initiative, which is taking place in conjunction with the state-mandated grid study.
The ISO is taking a three-pronged approach to grid transition, undertaking a climate change impact and resilience study in addition to its existing congestion assessment and resource integration study, or CARIS, which includes a scenario analyzing the CLCPA 70 by 30 goal, and its reliability needs assessment, or RNA, which examines the DEC rules on emissions from generators used to serve peak load. Stakeholders in December voted to rename CARIS as the System and Resource Outlook and double the assessment periods to 20 years, consistent with the study period for proposed economic or public policy transmission projects. The ISO's annual Power Trends report forecasts over 4.5 million total EV purchases in the state by 2040, including passenger vehicles, trucks, and buses. Notably, New York ISO's forecasts suggest that the impacts of EVs and increased reliance on electricity for heating will lead to the system peak shifting from summer to winter as early as 2039. "This has been probably one of the most challenging years of any of our professional experience," Dewey said at the final management committee meeting of the year. New York ISO's forecast of EV impacts on summer and winter coincident peak demand, as well as energy usage, assumes over 4.5 million total EV purchases in the state by 2040, including passenger vehicles, trucks, and buses.
New York ISO.
Despite having to make most staff work from home, the ISO succeeded in replacing its energy management system and business management system, completed a demand curve reset, and rolled out market rules for energy storage. It also continued to explore carbon pricing and won FERC approval for its distributed energy resources participation model, Dewey said. Designing transmission for OSW. Transmission planning for OSW was the subject of much discussion. In August, Anbaric Development Partners released a study by the Brattle Group which estimated that New York would save $500 million through a planned transmission strategy for its next 7,200 megawatts of OSW versus the generator lead line, or GLL approach. "Dedicated radials and split connection designs have the lowest VO, but offer less operational benefits, resiliency and redundancy, across all future build-out scenarios. Mesh, backbone, and substation sharing provide extra operational benefits, resiliency and redundancy, but they come at the cost of $3 to $6 per megawatt hours in LCO. DNVGL. In November, a state-commissioned analysis on OSW transmission delivered preliminary results suggesting that a mesh and backbone network design would be the best way to integrate OSW into the New York grid despite higher initial costs than a radial approach. It also said the design would likely offer more redundancy and additional savings in the future.